Hi, I'm Daoud Leonard, the CEO of CreateSafe, the company behind Trinity and ElfTech, revolutionizing music creation with AI. You're tuned in to The Edge of AI, your source for a glimpse of the future of music with artificial intelligence. Keep listening.
Hello, AI podcast passengers. Jump on in. Here's what's to come on today's journey. Find out why this platform's mission of artist empowerment is essential for the evolution of the music industry. How today's guest has shaped the music landscape with his visionary leadership and collaborations with cultural icons like Grimes, Madonna, The Weeknd, Lady Gaga, and more. And how this AI project might just be your ticket to success. All this and more, take your seat.
Welcome aboard the Edge of AI podcast. Snap into your safety belt and prepare to explore the depths of the rapidly expanding AI universe. Each episode is a dispatch featuring hyper-relevant reports from the pilots, pioneers, and passengers aboard the AI rocket ship. We explore the latest use cases and developments in AI, hear from experts building tech, and learn how this disruptive force is transforming industries and society.
Welcome aboard the Edge of AI podcast. Snap into your safety belt and prepare to explore the depths of the rapidly expanding AI universe. Each episode is a dispatch featuring hyper-relevant reports from pilots, pioneers, and passengers aboard the AI rocket ship. We explore the latest use cases and developments in AI, hear from experts building the tech, empower you to enhance your life with AI, and learn how this disruptive force is transforming industries and society. I'm Ron Levy. Welcome aboard. I'll be your captain for today's voyage. Just like most of you, I've embraced the spirit of exploration throughout my life, from starting my own business before graduating high school to traversing the world's most challenging terrains. I've always sought for new frontiers. I built one of the largest, Welcome aboard. I'm Ron Levy, your captain for today's voyage. Just like most of you, I've embraced the spirit of exploration throughout my life, from starting my own business before graduating high school to traversing the world's most challenging terrains. I've always sought out new frontiers. I built one of the largest award-winning custom home companies. And most recently, I've navigated complex regulations while founding and leading a public company that is dedicated to applying technology and training. Today's episode, Daoud Leonard. He is the co-founder and CEO of CreateSafe's Trinity platform and ElfTech. As a Billboard change agent and Rolling Stone Future 25 honoree, he champions AI's role in fostering creativity and collaboration. He's a pioneering figure in the creator empowerment movement and boasts a decade-long tenure in the entertainment industry as a manager, producer, and creative director for cultural icons such as Grimes, DJ Snake, Skrillex, Lady Gaga, Drake, Madonna, Kanye West, Lauryn Hill, The Weeknd, and Justin Bieber, fostering over 15 billion global media impressions. CreateSafe is the parent company that owns and operates the Trinity platform as well as Elf.Tech. They're both tools for music creators. They're a pioneering AI design and development studio revolutionizing the music industry. Their multi-model generative AI operating system automates the production management, distribution, and marketing of music IP. Rooted in artist empowerment, their mission fosters transparency, education, and collaboration. ElfTech made major headlines for its innovative new AI tools, whose work transcends the boundaries of conventional music industry paradigms. With a profound commitment to artist empowerment, their approach is rooted in the principles of transparency, consent, education, and holistic development. CreateSafe's tools not only serve to the existing music creator industry, but enable everyday consumers and music fans to create music. It's all a mouthful, but I think it's absolutely massive. And quite honestly, it's been a while since Edge of AI touched on AI in music. Our last exploration took us to the Future Blockchain Summit with Fernando Garibay. There's been a lot that's happened since then, and it would be interesting to compare and contest your ideas. So Dauda, welcome to the Edge of AI.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, before we jump into everything, I'd love to learn how you got into AI to begin with.
In 2019, I started our company, CreateSafe. We started working on using like machine learning and LLP to automate different like tasks that managers and executives in the music industry have, like, you know, setting up sessions where artists can, you know, collaborate together, booking studios, marketing and artists. So a lot of just like mundane administrative tasks. And around this time I met Grimes, and she was going through like a management transition, and she was looking to work with people who were, you know, really focused on like where, you know, emerging technology was heading and how that could enable an artist such as herself to grow her business in a new way, instead of following traditional music industry norms like touring and selling merchandise. You know, being a producer, she wanted to be more focused on like the content and IP business. And she was exploring the idea of, you know, using deepfake technology or creating like a digital avatar of herself. And so it was almost like it was a natural fit. Like I was thinking about like machine learning and how to automate, you know, a lot of like what we do in the music business. And she was thinking about like the creator tool space around AI, and we hit it off. And we initially worked on this first project where we worked together with some engineers to build a deepfake of her voice and train a neural net on her. On meditation literature, gaming content, and social media content. And then we essentially outputted these like meditations. It was her speaking and, you know, sort of like guiding a meditation about meditation, or her role playing as like a character in a game, or her communicating on social media. And we took that, she took that audio and began to produce music under that, and that project ended up being called like AI Meditations by the War Nymph, which was like a character she created using an avatar. And we put it out as like an art project during Art Basel, and it was a huge hit. Like, you know, we produced this event called Biohack, and it was basically like a rave at a factory in Miami during Art Basel. And there was this shipping container where attendees of this like mini festival could go into this shipping container and experience these meditations led by Grimes and the, all these visuals with inside this container. And it was almost like you go and you get some positive meditation vibrations before you go to like the crazy rave. And it was we were experimenting with AI in the context of an artistic expression. And that just continued to lead us down this path of thinking about like what it means to take your IP and allow combine that with large language models, large sound models, image models, and essentially create almost like a brand new artist, like you're producing an artist using artificial intelligence. And, you know, so that's how we kind of got started.
I thought we were going to just be talking about music here, but what you described is certainly music, but it's many, many other things as well. That's a super powerful story. So that Art Basel exhibit you did, was that 2019?
That was in December of 2019.
Yeah. So you're talking not even 5 years ago, really 4 years ago. Yeah. But in the world of AI,
just about 5 years.
Yeah. In the world of AI, that's a long time ago. Right. And so much else has happened that, like at that time, you probably didn't see much AI in the music industry at all. So we'll get back to your own projects, but from that day that you did that event till now, are there a lot of other AI projects within the music space that are actually being utilized now and functioning?
Yeah, I always say like in the music, in sort of like the music business or music industry now, there's two worlds. There's like the world of like the high tech FANG companies, or companies that are, largely VC backed, that are influencing the music industry and are utilizing machine learning and artificial intelligence, NLP. And that would be like Spotify. Like when you're using Spotify, artificial intelligence is at play. And even more so, like in the last year, they've largely stepped up their efforts in that regard. Like you can choose to listen to an AI DJ. And it's literally an AI generated voice, brought a personality talking to you about music insights and knowledge and information and playing songs. All the way down to a company like a Splice, which is around assisted music creation. So when you're using a Splice is basically you pay $9 a month and you get access to all the sounds you could ever want to access to be able to make your music. And then the way machine learning and stuff is incorporated into that platform is a suggestive engine. It's like you pick one sound and it goes, oh, maybe you should add these type of drums to it, or maybe you should add this type of bass to it. There's other ways that AI is incorporated into a creator tool like Splice, but back then, AI was present. Along the way, how we continue to explore that, we did a partnership with a company called Endel, which is an adaptive generative soundscapes company. So what this app does is it produces functional soundscapes, or functional music is what they call it. Independent of AI, there's a term now for meditation music, yoga music, music to go to the gym, music to study to. We largely categorize that into the functional music space. We took Grimes' sounds and voice and we fed it into the Endel's AI model, and it produced this soundscape called AI Lullaby. And so when you press this soundscape, or any one of the soundscapes on Endel, it adapts to the sun, the position of the sun, the weather, if you're wearing any health wearables, your heart rate, your circadian rhythm. And it creates a soundscape using Grime sounds that is oriented to going to sleep. And it's personalized soundscape. It's really amazing technology. And so we did that project in 2020. And we, together with Endel, we won Endel's app, iWatch app of the year.
It's... just wow. I mean, you are certainly cutting edge. You're in front of the tip of the spear, and it's really great to hear. And I guess it's a good time to say congratulations on $4.6 million. So I know you just raised $4.6 million, and it's not easy to have investors to cut a check that big. I understand those funds were primarily for the launch of Trinity, but let's learn more about that and what you do at CreateSafe and what you're doing to support artists in their creative endeavors out of those projects.
Yeah, so we announced in November of last year our seed funding announcement, and it's centered around the platform that we're building today called Trinity, which is a creation and distribution platform for music using artificial intelligence and also blockchain networks to manage this, the flow of revenue. We actually secured our lead investor at the end of 2022, which is a company called Polychain. And it was really centered around building this, the initial part of the platform, which is the distribution, using smart contracts to manage music metadata information, and making it possible for people who own their rights to be able to set their price when people want to engage with their IP. So if someone wanted to remix their song or sample it or interpolate it, or if a game wants to use your IP, if you have this music on chain, this metadata publicly available in the term set, now people can access your IP in a permissionless way. And it wasn't until sort of this AI boom that happened in 2023 that we started to think about how machine learning could make permissionless music and the ability to play with music in a permissionless way even more expressive. And that's what we launched with Grimes, where we built, this separate app, which is called ElfTech, on top of our platform that allows people to use Grimes' voice, make a song with it, and then distribute that song to, you know, digital service providers like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and YouTube, and then split that revenue seamlessly with Grimes, at which she set her rate to be 50-50. She said, hey, if you want to use my voice, name, image, likeness, you can do that, but, you know, I charge 50% of the revenue, the master, you know, royalties.
That's amazing and needed tech. It just opened up a whole world that didn't exist before. There obviously has to be some protection to, in this case, Grimes' brand, right? Is that AI as well to know what's going to be acceptable to put on a Spotify and what's not?
No, like there's some basic controls that we have on the back end around like content ID for hate speech, child, you know, pornography, child, you know, issues around children. You know, some of the basic things that like most platforms don't allow. And that's really all an artist like Grimes cared about. But we can also allow for like permission controls where an artist who might come and use our platform and lend their IP to it, their voice, their sounds, their name, image, likeness, they can say, hey, I want to be able to control what music gets distributed with my name, image, likeness. And I want to be able to review it and approve, you know, on a case by case basis. Whereas Grimes, she said, hey, like, I want to allow anyone to have access to my voice permissionally. I don't want to control that as long as it adheres to, like, you know, some of the basic guidelines for what's acceptable on, you know, most content platforms.
So you just brought the ability for a newer content creator to pair themselves up with someone far more famous. And that's a game changer right there. But I know you've also built something called the Record Deal Simulator. Talk to us about those concepts and kind of what led you to develop it and any other products around that.
Yeah. So the Record Deal Simulator is sort of like it's like a tool in an artist's toolbox, right? Like if you're an artist today, you're making music and then you're distributing that music and you're marketing it. And you're also then, you know, once that music is successful, you're attempting to manage, you know, the flow of that money. You're attempting to understand your, you know, month over month revenue, your ability to run your business on a day-to-day basis. And so we created basic financial modeling tools for the type of revenue that is traditionally made in the music industry. You have what is called like master royalties and publishing royalties. Those are the two sides of like a music copyright. And essentially, the master is like your sound recording. It's what gets played on Spotify. And traditionally, there are deals like there's a distribution deal, a net profit deal, and a royalty deal. And the royalty deal is the most common deal that artists have done throughout time. And people always wonder why, you know, it's sort of like talked about in the music industry that like royalty deals are bad. You shouldn't sell your masters. Well, most of the time, people never really understood like how that works, right? They don't like from a business logic. What's in a contract is very hard to process visually or understand. And so, with the Record Deal Simulator, we made like a gamified interface for you to understand that if you are offered $1 million deal by a record label. And the deal is like, let's say it's a 20% royalty, which means 20% of the revenue that you would then receive for your song or album, and the record label would receive, you know, the 80%. You would think, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to receive 20% of every dollar made. Well, no. What a royalty means is that you receive 20% of every dollar made after you recoup the $1 million that you took, referred to as
you've been accounted out of the equation.
Yes, because now if you think about it, if you're receiving a royalty, you're also only earning back your $1 million on your 20%. So it takes you 3 to 4 times the amount of money to recoup your deal. So by the time you make $1 million, the record label would have made $4 million. Now, for some people, getting $1 million up front is a huge deal. Like, the average person doesn't know what $1 million in their bank account feels like, or like what, you know, and what that could do for them long term. And so that's why sometimes people take those deals. But it's important to actually understand what you're doing going in. And that's why we built a tool like the Record Deal Simulator as like a accompaniment to this creation and distribution platform that we're building.
Certainly. And oftentimes artists will sign into something that locks them down, not just for the music they're creating right then, but for years to come, and they get stuck with it. So I think this tool is amazing, because a lot of those artists, they can't afford their own attorneys to go to bat for them, right?
Totally. So, normally a contract just for a song for a lawyer to look at is about $2,500 on average. Maybe you can find like a cheaper lawyer. But you know, the reality is like you get what you pay for, right?
I always add to the end of that if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, right? That's the crazy thing.
So amazing on the Record Deal Simulator, and I think a lot of people their ears are gonna perk up on that. Let's jump over to how you utilize AI technology to automate the production part, distribution, marketing. You touched on, and even music IP, you've touched on some of that, and you mentioned using blockchain for some of this. What came to my mind was, as soon as if you're printing the actual, I'm using the term printing, if you're printing the actual music itself on the blockchain, at least you're date stamped, right? And any arguments down the road are there. So I assume there's some of that. Is there anything we haven't covered that you're doing in AI around production, distribution, and marketing of IP?
I guess what I would try to get into layman's terms and explain, you know, what we mean by automating and augmenting the production, creation, music, and distribution and marketing. So imagine you have an idea, you know, you're like, I want to make a song about, the edge of AI, right? And what if you could just type in, I want to make a song about the edge of AI. And all of a sudden, you know, you get some sample ideas, you get loops, you get, you know, potentially lyric suggestions. And then, you know, as you start to like continue to like add in your ideas that, you know, typically just come into your mind without necessarily having to play an instrument or know music theory, you will essentially in 30 seconds to a minute, you will have like some kind of concrete idea that maybe you like or you don't like, and you can continue to iterate on that. You could take music that you maybe already love, like a melody. You could hum that into the application, and tell AI like, I want this to sound like, you know, a Bruce Springsteen riff or something like that. And now you've got the makings of a song that would have typically taking you hours, months, you know, multiple people to assist you in, but now you've kind of got this idea, this jingle that fits for what you've heard in your mind. And then what happens if, you know, you're not necessarily the greatest singer, but you now have access to these different voices that people have lent their voices, because some people who have a voice, but they're not necessarily comfortable with performing, they might want to be able to lend their voice and charge a fee for that. So imagine if you have this bank of voices, sort of like what we've done with Grimes, where now you can sing these lyrics that, you know, AI has helped you craft, these melodies, and you can transform your voice, which you don't think maybe sounds the greatest, into now this professional sounding voice. And now all of a sudden you've got this full song, and then you can just punch a button and distribute that to DSPs. And so you went in the matter of minutes from your mind to the general public, to these platforms. And then we've got these different automation tools around like being able to like buy ads and market your music, you know, for the playlist.
Is this primarily Trinity you're describing, or is it a suite of products?
This is Trinity. This is our platform for producing music with AI and distributing it.
You've taken a whole management company that a lot of artists are lucky to get, and you've put it in a box here. I just see it as, you know, Trinity can be your virtual assistant, enhancing your abilities for more control of your creations and career. That's some notes that I made, and And I feel it's all that and more. Every time you start talking about something, it goes a layer deeper.
The way we see it is that, like, there are now millions of people who have the ability to make music. Like, over the past, like, decade and a half, music creation has been, you know, the barrier to entry has been super lowered. Same thing with distribution. And so now we went from an industry of, like, thousands of people creating and distributing music to millions. And the purpose of our platform is to turn what we call, like, NPCs into players and players into architects, right? And so we want to be that platform that the person who's just like, I got ideas, but I don't know how to express them and get them out. And we want to get them in the game. And then eventually we want to help them become the architects of their own game.
And I mean, something that's coming to mind as a musician, because I am a drummer, you know, I wasn't thrilled with drum machines, right? They're out there, they've gotten better and better, but you walk into a live venue, I'm not talking about a major concert, just a live, it could be a restaurant with a band or something, you immediately know if there's a live drummer or a recorded, pre-recorded drummer. It's automatic. So talk to me a little bit about all the automation you're doing, coming from a musician standpoint. A lot of the power has to do everything around navigating the music industry and all these ancillary things you would typically need managers and lawyers for and accountants for. You've covered all those, like, you encapsulate all that. But I guess I want to hear you speak to a little bit. You're not canceling out the true songwriters that are used to doing it all by themselves or performing all by themselves. Does your technology put all them at risk, or are they just enhanced?
No, because the only way this platform is working and going to continue to work and be successful is through, you know, professional producers, artists, songwriters who are contributing their knowledge, expertise, and talent to these models, and they're remunerated on the back end for when the consumer is using this product and essentially, you know, having their creativity augmented and enhanced. So it's a two-sided sort of marketplace in terms of, like, creators, professional creators who are able to essentially use our platform to essentially, like, train what we call, like, their artistic intelligence, and then publish that to this marketplace to allow other consumers to now engage with their essence.
That's super powerful. So as a drummer, if I wanted to record a lot of things I was proud of, whether it was a full song with my drumming in it, or whether it was just some solo drumming that I put on it, your AI could learn that somewhat, when I say duplicate it, I guess just imitate it, so to speak. But I own that, and others that like it can actually utilize it, and ultimately I'll be paid. That's the world of AI now. That's the thing that most of the public has no idea is coming, let alone, I mean, what I'm hearing from you, it is here. You are doing a lot of this. It's kind of phenomenal. I'm going to move 100%. On to some other things, but I think we can kind of ultimately roll back to this too, because it's all part and parcel. I feel like we could literally go on for hours. This is so fascinating to me. But let's talk about Sound Studio and the collaboration you've got with them. So Trinity teamed up with Sound Studio and it enhances music creation, right? And it's a groundbreaking collaboration that integrates Trinity's vocal transformations with Sound Studio's AI capabilities, which empowers creators to craft innovative music effortlessly. We talked about already that, you know, anybody can effortlessly feature Grimes now. We've covered a lot of about this, but talk to me a little bit about how the partnership with Sound Studio can enhance the music creation and what that partnership looks like for you and your companies.
Yeah, so Sounds.studio is what is known as a in-browser DAW, so a digital audio workstation. So, you know, typically what people are using, they're downloading software to their computer, like Ableton, or they're using already installed computer, you know, software, like if you're using a Mac, like Logic or Fruity Loops. And these are some of the most powerful digital audio music making tools, but they're somewhat difficult to use for the average person who wants to get into making music. And what Sound Studio has done is made a in-browser version of that, so you can easily, you don't have to download anything. You log into this software, and you're able to essentially like play with music in a new sort of way, where you can like drag a song into your, this interface, and change the, let's say, the instrument into another instrument, different cool tools like that. And what our partnership did is made it possible, almost like a plugin that usually you would use in like an Ableton or something like that. Our Trinity is essentially like a plugin within Sounds that brings the voices in our platform into their digital audio workstation. So it makes it very easy for you to make a song with Grime's voice in their platform and then distribute it to DSPs using our technology. No, I was just saying, it's just scaling the access to our technology instead of us thinking about like we just need people to come to our platform. We're distributing our technology into other platforms.
And it really has to do with, the monetization for the creator and creativity both. You're kind of enhancing both for them.
Yeah, the idea is we want to, like, let's say for Grimes, going back to an artist like Grimes, the more we can make it possible for people to access her voice across the internet in different consumer applications, now she is, growing her revenue for her name, image, likeness, and IP without necessarily having to go out and perform, shows and sell merchandise. She can earn a living off of her creativity or for her talent or for her God-given, talents.
It's pretty fantastic. Let's zoom out a little bit. There's a lot of ethical considerations around the use of AI in the music industry, and particularly in terms of like copyright ownership, authenticity. So how do you address these concerns?
Well, the way in which we launched the collaboration with Grimes was a way to showcase how you can make sure that there is consent, there is control, there's transparency, and there is proper remuneration for your music IP. So we created a framework that the music industry can essentially utilize going forward. Where you essentially, what we're doing is we're taking someone's song and we're making it possible for someone to access that song and pay them properly for that. But now we've made that song a little bit more alive. Instead of it just being a song, it's the voice. Or it could be someone's sounds. Instead of scraping the internet and doing this illegally, which a lot of companies are doing, we're partnering with artists directly. We're partnering with rights holders directly to make this technology available to the public, because the consumer wants it. The consumer has shown that they want to be able to play with music. If you think about like what has happened with a platform like TikTok over the last like decade, where consumers can go to that platform and they can take any song, well, maybe not from the UMG catalog right now because they're in a legal battle, but you can take any song and you can speed it up, you can slow it down, you can sample it in a weird way, make a video of it, make a dance to it, and create a trend. And now you've become popular by using music for your personal expression. And that's on TikTok, right? That has nothing to do with AI in a lot of ways. But it's like, it's shown that that's the consumer behavior that people are excited about. And so it is shown that people want to use music in these new expressive ways. And there always has to be these like, guardrails. And we're focused on creating the guardrails at the same time as giving people the tools to express themselves in new ways.
You know, it's almost an extension of, let's call it digital music, right? I'm talking digitally created music. So if you've got a DJ, for lack of a better term, that's got a great tool synthesizer, and he's grabbing all these sounds and creating a song, actually what you're doing is you're saying all those sounds belong to someone to begin with. Now you can set your own price, put them in the library, and the same person could pull all that in, and it's not necessarily digital music anymore. It could end up being, you know, folk music for that, you know, anything you like, but it's all attached to the original creator. So the more interesting your creation is and or your name attached to it, you set your own price. They use it or they don't. It's just an extension of that. I think that that's really natural and amazing when in that context.
Just think about, like, maybe when you were 20, you probably, maybe now you have some understanding of like how the music business works and copyright or different things like that, right? But when you're 20 years old, you have no clue, right? You're just hearing things and you're just like, oh, I got this record. I want to do something with it. And especially the way it works today, right? Like, it's like you're on your phone and you heard something and you just want to do something with it. You just want to express yourself. You don't understand what IP is and copyright. But imagine for the platforms for the future, and what we're building is we're making it possible where you still don't have to actually go and learn about the law in order to use someone's content, because we made it possible for the content creator to say, hey, this is how I want my music to be used. Here's where I want it to be available, and this is what my price is. And that's just never really existed.
Correct. Because it couldn't, because of AI. AI, yes, is the machine that allows all that to happen. But AI certainly has its challenges or limitations, you can call it, when it comes to accurately understanding and interpreting musical elements, things like, you know, emotion, creativity, and even cultural context. What do you think those challenges and limitations are now versus what they're going to be shortly down the road?
I think that as long as the technology exists, then we need people to want to engage with it. If this is going to be the founding, if this is like the driver of the fourth industrial revolution and the way in which people are going to work, they're going to consume, they're going to engage, they are, they're essentially, it's going to be like the fabric of all sort of existing technology moving forward, then you need sort of opt-in from the end user to provide their data. Like, basically, you know, when we had like Web 2, which was platforms that would say, hey, you want to use our platform for free? We're gonna own your personal data now. It wasn't very clear to the end user, because they never read the terms of service, that what they were doing was helping to build a company with their data. Now, with artificial intelligence, it's very clear that these models cannot exist without the data of the world, right? Like, it's
you know, you talk about the Industrial Revolution. I think we've gone through different journeys every 20 years or so, and I can't take credit for this, but this is the value age. And Web3 enables a value age, and blockchain enables Web3. So blockchain, to me, that's why I'm so passionate about it, is what allows value to be exchanged in a way that could never happen in the past. And you add AI onto that and you just exploded it. It's AI was the needed component that will bring all that to the masses. And that's kind of what's happening here. Let's talk about CreateSafe for a moment. You know, we've talked about a lot that you do now that I'm guessing is going to blow people's minds on just on that information. But with CreateSafe in the coming years, tell me what we would expect for it to further empowering artists and, quite honestly, revolutionizing the music industry.
So we see that there's going to be a future of like a new music industry. And an example of that is today music is very static. Like I like to say sometimes now, it's like music is, when you go on Spotify, all that music is dead. right? It was like there's no life in it anymore, because at the time of its creation, it was alive. Those humans, those people were in there playing instruments. They were singing. They were doing. They were performing an action that created that asset that is now, you know, this static piece of, you know, content. But now with artificial intelligence, we can bring that music to life. We can make it a more fluid asset where it can change, it can evolve. There can be multiple versions of a recording or a song, and an entirely new way of allowing people to express their emotions and ideas. And an example of that is, like, you take a song, right? Like a Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. And I love singing that song when it's on, but what if I could hear myself singing that song? What if I could, like, just put my voice on that song? And I've done that recently. I've, you know, created a voice model of my voice. And now I take songs and I play them, you know, on my own personal library. Like, I go in and take all the songs that I love and I hear my voice on those songs. And it just sort of, like, makes the experience, like, a lot more lively, because it feels more personal in different ways. And, you know, I think that that's a today concept that's already exists today. But I think as these tools improve and these models improve, and we continue to build interfaces that make it possible to engage with these models in fun, playful ways, that we're going to get new types of music being created, new genres of music being created, new formats for how people engage and consume this music. And I personally think that the space around, like, live and people playing music physically will actually be enhanced. And, you know, it like the artificial aspect of AI and all that stuff will sort of just be in the background and will be like this augmented artistic expression of music and sound in a totally different way than we expected.
I think that's a perfect place to leave this particular segment. I feel like it's just the tip of the iceberg with everything we talked about. So I just can't thank you enough. But right now, we're going to jump to AI Wants to Know. And this is a way to get you to know you personally a little bit better, to find out what drives you.
NFTLA returns as an inclusive week of community events throughout LA, celebrating the outer edge of innovation.
Builders be building.
There's so much energy colliding around gaming, AI, generative art, the metaverse, decentralized social, and the future of entertainment.
If you want to be in the mix, including the official free NFTLA celebration, visit outeredge.live to subscribe for your updates and RSVP.
So AI is curious, and so are we. These are 10 quick questions, and they're designed to uncover the intriguing human mysteries that AI longs to comprehend, but it can't quite grasp. It's a snack break in our journey, so keep the answers quick, but the safety belt sign is also off. So if it feels right, we can occasionally roam about the cabin, exploring more of who you are and what makes you tick. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. What's the first thing you ever remember being proud of?
Drawing cartoons.
Fantastic. Artistry. Love it. What do you need help with that you wish you didn't?
Booking, like, flights.
There's AI for that, but I agree with you. I haven't found one I can count on. What do others often look to you for help with?
Ideas about what to do with their life.
Wow, that's a great quality. What do you treasure most about your human abilities?
My breath. Like, just it enables me to move past any obstacle.
And throughout your whole life, what is the most consistent thing about you?
Resilience, just, you know, being able to weather the storm, being, and sorry, actually, it's being patient, but maybe resilience and patience are actually one and the same, but it's definitely patience. That's my actual middle name, Savlanut in Hebrew. Wow.
Which is really powerful. I'm going to add something in there for you too, and that is what is consistent about you being on the cutting edge. So you got to add that one in there as well. Throughout your whole life, what has changed the most?
My willingness to adapt to new, just the changing landscape of life.
Well, you've morphed and grown. We'll take that. And what do you find strangest about reality?
That reality is like, it's completely like your own perception or my own perception, right? Like, it's like what I think is reality is not what you think is reality.
Without a doubt. And it's ever changing. Even your perception of it is changing. So it's kind of, it's as you described what you enable with music in your products. So when most recently do you remember feeling alive, that moment we've all felt at times?
You said when most or when
most recently,
working out every time. You have to push yourself to do the hard thing. Like this morning, I was like, I got up and I went for a 30-minute bike ride on the Peloton. And I really didn't want to do that, but all throughout it, I'm like, man, this is great. I love it, but I didn't want to do it.
That's when you get the most out of it. That's for sure. What do you see as your most unique trait?
My ability to see, to look at things in a multitude of different ways, to see all the aspects from a first principles thinking standpoint.
Well done. You're not listening, chasing a conclusion. You're listening, chasing information. If you weren't human, what would you be?
A butterfly.
Now I got to ask you why.
Because a butterfly is like constantly like changing, right? It's like go from a caterpillar to a butterfly back again. It's like a metamorphosis.
Amen. We're going to add a bonus question for you. So how soon are we to watch an AI made musical performance at an event like the Grammys or the Super Bowl?
Like completely?
Yep.
Oh man, probably like 10 years.
All right. Well, it's actually, I think I'd probably agree with that. And I'm glad to hear you say that. A lot of people want to think this snowball goes a little faster than that. It's 2 or 3 years out, but realities are realities. And that makes sense to me. We're going to jump into the next segment, which is AI leaders and influences. So if you can tell us about some leaders that you notice in the world of AI, you know, that have influenced you.
I'm really inspired by this guy named Chris Valenzuela. He's the CEO and co-founder of Runway. Runway is a video, a video platform using artificial intelligence, like editing, music, you know, video creation. And the way they approach the company is very artist-led, artist-focused, creator, really focused on like the art in a lot of ways. They make books, they make, you know, like they've just released all their model weights for their product Gen 2 in the format of a book. I thought that was just very, very cool. It's like they're making things.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go outside of AI for a moment. So do you have any big influences that are outside of the AI world that have helped you within the AI world anyway?
I would say a big influence is someone named Paul Tudor Jones. He's a hedge fund entrepreneur. They started a company called Tudor Investment in the 80s. And it was because of him and his organization, the Eye of a Dream program, that I was able to get a scholarship to go to college. And I got to, you know, through his company, I worked on Wall Street when I was 16 years old, you know, all the way up through to the time I was 19. And then I went and worked for his company. And so it was like, you know, getting the opportunity to work in these environments and learn about the world of finance, specifically through a technology lens, is what, you know, got me here today. And, you know, he's just always been a really amazing philanthropist. And so, you know, using, you know, the gains that he made from investing in Wall Street to really help people is very inspiring.
Based on that, I'm going to follow him now. Of course, I know the name and I know the firm, but I didn't know any of that detail. And that was really powerful. Thanks so much for sharing. I think it's really great. Is there anybody else that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to give a shout out to or share their X handle or anything like that?
I'm really inspired by a young entrepreneur named Reggie James. He runs a company called Eternal. And they're focused on creating platforms that enable Gen Z to play in the third space, right? Whether it's music, events, arts, entertainment, like there's a third space that exists now because of social media, and they're building the tools and experiences around that. And Reggie's just a really is really got a great mind for sort of like culture and technology. His X handle is Hip City Reg.
Hip City Reg, R-E-G, correct?
Yes.
Yep. And his project was Eternal. That sounds fantastic. Really great. Thank you. Our listeners will really appreciate that. Now let's talk about resources. You have a handful of sort of favorite resources within AI that you track and follow and learn from?
I have a list on X. I follow basically it's almost like 400 people and companies that are across the AI industry, and I add to it every day. I kind of use X like I keep like many lists. I think that's a really strong way, especially because of the way the algorithm works. You got to like keep your following to follower ratio in a really good place so that you get a really good feed and you get like good engagement. And so lists are a great tool to still sort of like keep your interests up to date. And so that list is public. It's pinned to my profile. The list, if you go into my profile.
What is your X handle?
Daouda Leonard, DAOUDALEONARD, at Daouda Leonard.
Fabulous. No, fabulous. That's great. Now, and lastly, any tips on using AI just personally that are for the benefit of our listeners? Is there any tools you're using that are easily, used by others that you can suggest?
Well, I would say Trinity.plus. That's our website. You can, you know, sign up to create a voice model for singing. You can also use our text to audio generation tools. There's a really cool remix feature where you can, you know, you can take a song that you've made or someone else's song and put a prompt in to change, to remix that, record with keeping the vocals. You can also, you know, play around with different effects, speed up, slow down, reverb. It's a really fun tool, but then like other tools like 11 Labs text to speech, I've created a voice model. I'm actually thinking about publishing my voice model to 11 Labs. It was really cool. Like, I'm a writer, and I think it's a, being able to like take my writing, put it into my voice vocalized. Obviously I could record it, but it's much easier to just copy paste, boom, output my audio, and then go to Runway or, a tool like that. And I could take an image of me that looked like I was at, like, let's say speaking somewhere. And then I could tell Runway, I could be like, make this look like I'm speaking, and then put my audio to that. And now I got a video of me speaking something that I wrote, and I made that.
I just want to say to all our listeners that this sounds, futuristic, scientific, right? It all exists now. And if you are curious, start using some of these tools. You've got to dedicate some time, of course, but you will be shocked how quickly you're able to start doing some of the things Dauda just mentioned. It's mind blowing what's out there. And I'd suggest, no matter what your passion is in life, what industry, what charities you like to support, it's going to help you. All of these tools are so powerful, and it's really great. Dauda, you mentioned your expert, where can listeners go to sort of track your projects, what you're working on, and stay closer to you?
It's probably X and LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the same. You are like at handle Dauda Leonard. I kind of like stay more active on X. I've actually in the last year been like, instead of being so spread all over the place, let me just use one platform. I mean, I'm Dauda, at Dauda Leonard on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok. But like, I'm not using those platforms as I'm using the word. I like the word.
Well, I know a lot of our listeners are going to want to follow you, so now they know exactly where to go. It's really great. Dauda Leonard, I can't thank you enough. This has been absolutely fascinating to hear you talk. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, really appreciate you having me on, Ron. This is a great. I love the background. I love the fact that we're in space right now. I'm in a far off fantasy space land.
All right. Well, we're in space, but it's time for another safe landing at the outer edges of the AI universe for today. So this is your Captain Ron on behalf of our guest and the entire crew. I'd like to thank you for choosing to voyage with us today. We wish you a safe and enjoyable continuation of your journey. And when you come back, bring a friend. Our starship is always ready for more adventures. If you're listening, go to Spotify or iTunes right now, rate us, say something awesome. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and pass the episode on to a friend, even two of them. So, your support and feedback mean the world to us. Don't forget to visit edgeofai.xyz, where you can learn more about partnering, and subscribe to the Outer Edge newsletter for the latest Edge of company news, events, and show drops. In addition, connect with us on all major social platforms by searching for edgeof_AI and join the exciting conversations that are happening online. Before we sign off, mark your calendars for our next voyage, where we will continue unraveling AI's mysteries and advancements. And until then, bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Edge of AI reflect solely those views and opinions of the show hosts and its guests. Please make sure to do your own research. While we make every effort to ensure that the information about AI technology is accurate and up to date, we cannot guarantee its accuracy, completeness, or timeliness. We make no representations or warranties of any kind with respect to the information, products, or services discussed. Please be aware AI may occasionally generate incorrect or misleading information and produce offensive or biased content. Under no circumstances shall we be liable for any loss or damage, including without limitation, indirect or consequential loss or damage, or any loss or damage arising from loss of data or profits arising out of or in connection with the use of technology discussed on our podcast. Additionally, our show is not financial advice. You understand that you are using any and all information available on or through this podcast at your own risk. Whenever making financial decisions, we recommend doing your own research and talking to your accountant for financial advice. Lastly, time to time, we may feature sponsored content on the show for which we receive value, and we may share links for which we receive a commission if you make a purchase through one of these links. Refer to our website, edgeofai.xyz, for our full disclaimer, terms and conditions, privacy policy, and copyright notice. The views and opinions expressed on Edge of AI reflect solely those views and opinions of the show hosts and its guests. please make sure to do your own research. While we make every effort to ensure that the information about AI technology is accurate and up to date, we cannot guarantee its accuracy, completeness, or timeliness. We make no representations or warranties of any kind with respect to the information, products, or services discussed. Please be aware AI may occasionally generate incorrect or misleading information and produce offensive or biased content. Under no circumstances shall we be liable for any loss or damage, including without limitation, indirect or consequential loss or damage, or any loss or damage arising from loss of data or profits arising out of or in connection with the use of technology discussed on our podcast. Additionally, our show is not financial advice. You understand that you are using any and all information available on or through this podcast at your own risk. Whenever making financial decisions, we recommend doing your own research and talking to your accountant for financial advice. Lastly, time to time, we may feature sponsored content on the show for which we receive value, and we may share links for which we receive a commission if you make a purchase through one of these links. Refer to our website, edgeofai.xyz, for our full disclaimer, terms and conditions, privacy policy, and copyright notice.